Bonjour tout le monde. This is an episode on pronunciation. It's been a while, I haven't done any. And because I'm working with students all the time, I noticed some things which are important to work on. English speakers, or mainly English speakers, or Spanish speakers. Tonight we're going to talk about consonants that are pronounced differently in French or in English. And I notice I have to correct all the time my students when they pronounce a word starting like with P or B or D or T, because they make it sound like in English. There's no air coming out in French. You have the consonant and the vowel after, but there's nothing in between. Like, for example, in English, you're going to say paper. You hear the p, h, p. In French, there's nothing coming out, no air after the p. And it's going to be for the same word in French, papier. You hear papier, you hear pa and not pa. So this is something which is interesting. And it's for the labial consonant where your mouth closes. Okay, the two lips, upper lip and lower lip, close. It's the same for B. In English, you hear B. We don't hear anything. Like, for example, in English, you're going to say baby. Okay, you hear something between the B and the A. In French, you're going to say bébé. You don't hear anything between the B and the E. Okay? There's no air coming out. For the apicodental, D and T, same thing. They're very, they're pronounced very differently because in English, you do have that sound. Like, for example, in English, you're going to say dental, d, d. In French, you're not going to hear that. You're going to say, for the same or the equivalent word, dental, dentaire, you're going to say dent, and you don't hear anything between the D and the E, okay? Whereas in English, you're going to say d, okay? Same thing for the T. In English, you're going to say, for example, trauma. Well, there's an R also after the T, so it makes it more sounding. In French, with the same word, traumatisme, you hear tre, but you don't hear anything else. So here we go. You have a difference here that you need to work on. So for all my students and other people, listen to that episode and try to apply it. À bientôt!